Well, well, well. Good evening, everybody. Live from the Conlin Center. The big event is here, as everyone has been talking. Literally, everyone on campus has been talking about this huge and thus momentous event tonight. The Blood and Guts match. It's for all the marbles. The annual students versus faculty and staff basketball game. Both squads are out on the floor getting warmed up. Paul Gunn is alongside yours truly, Stuart Horn. And to get things started in tonight's pregame festivities, Paul will talk with Taylor Andreozzi, who is on the student team. And she is a communications major here at Dominican, graduating a class of 18. And Paul and Andreozzi, Taylor Andreozzi, will now talk about tonight's match. By the way, Paul, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Okay. I'm doing great, Stu. Good to be here. Good to be broadcasting this monumentous event after, you know, following the great event we had last night where the Penguins took home a victory in overtime at the buzzer beater. As I welcome Taylor Andreozzi over here, how did you feel about the game last night? Did you get a chance to listen to the broadcast or catch it live?
I unfortunately only got to listen to part of the broadcast and not get to watch it live, unfortunately. But I heard it was a good game nonetheless. You want to tell me more about it?
Well, if you haven't heard, Xavier Williams hit the buzzer beater shot in overtime to give us a one-point victory after the Penguins were up 10 early but ended up losing their lead and then sending it into overtime. It was an epic match.
Highly important. Well, that's super exciting. How are you feeling about tonight's game here, Paul?
I'm excited, Taylor. I want to know how you're feeling. You're a player. Are you a little nervous? Are you more excited? Or I know you're going against one of your favorites in Brad Van Alstine on the faculty team. So what are you kind of anticipating for this game?
Well, I definitely wasn't expecting the students to be as prepared as they were. I got here and everyone seemed ready to go. They all have played basketball or play basketball or warmed up and have the proper shoes and pants for this. I'm in my Squirtle sweatpants and Keds, and I definitely have not made one basket yet today in warm-ups, and it's okay.
I wouldn't underestimate your talent, Taylor. I think you're talking a little humble here. I'm excited to see what you can do on the court. But
fun.
You are right. The team does look stacked in comparison to last year's squad. I thought you were telling me, didn't you say that you shot around a little bit when you were younger?
Yeah, a little bit with my uncle, it's true. I definitely can hold my own, so that's not too bad. But not as prepared as these guys. They still play.
Absolutely. Did you guys happen to have a practice before tonight, or is this
yeah.
the first time you guys are coming together?
They actually met up and practiced yesterday. I wasn't able to because I had work, but they all met up and practiced a little bit. So I think they're really rearing to go. We don't want to lose again. We've already lost 2 years in a row, and it's a little bit sad.
It seems like that. Everybody seems a little bit extra focused this year as the faculty looks a little bit more disoriented, and the students seem to be, I think they're going to start layup lines pretty soon, it looks like, Taylor.
Yeah, it looks like it. I might have to get out there soon. It's been good talking to you. Goodbye, Paul. I'm going to have to get going, though.
Absolutely, absolutely, Taylor. Thank you for coming in, and good luck tonight. We're going to be excited for the broadcast.
Thank you so much for having me. Enjoy it. I'm going to have a good time out there. I'll cheer out for the radio crew over here. Let's go Penguin Radio. You're listening to Penguin Radio here at radio.dominican.edu, and we'll be right back.
I guess Taylor's going to do my job for me, folks. Taylor is a professional. As you cannot tell, she is a DJ here on Penguin Radio, one of the only DJs out there tonight. Another one, though, DJ Nuts, Brandon Cadiz,
yes.
Our own Brandon Cadiz, will be shooting up some shots tonight, folks. And hopefully we can get him in the broadcast booth to give us a little interview at some point during the game tonight. But talking to him yesterday, he says he's not ready to pass. He's going to throw up a lot of shots.
Yeah.
He was talking about outside shooting, but today in warmups, he said he's working on his layup game as he's ready to take it out and bring it back in. I'm excited to see it. Aren't you, Stu?
I am. This is going to be a great night. And with about literally 3 minutes to spare, the faculty people are starting to pour in to the Conlin Center and get their stretches on. As most people would expect, Brad Van Alstine was the first one here. And that was at about 7:40. And then since then, the rest of the faculty and staff guys have shown up for this one. And but, you know, the students were here when we walked in. Guys were ready to go.
Absolutely. You know, Taylor and I were talking about the preparedness of the students' team. I think it's kind of fitting also that the song Rockstar is playing in the arena tonight in Conlin Center. We are here. We're ready. 3 minutes till tip-off, where we will have the students take on the faculty live here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide and locally on 102.3 FM in San Rafael. So, tonight is going to be a night of excitement, of good shots, of bad shots, of everything in between. We're here. This is Penguin Radio broadcasting live. The students versus faculty extravaganza. Coming back in 2 minutes for tip-off.
All right, that sounds great. Everything's good. We have the third mic going. We're going to have a little bit of music, as Paul said, and we're going to be back with a tip-off. This is a big one, everybody. Everybody's excited right here on Penguin Radio. Here we are at Penguin Radio. We're live at Dominican University of California, the Conlin Center. The students versus the faculty and staff in the annual Blood and Guts basketball match. And the coach for the student team is Oliver Sanfilippo. He's the coach. He's out of San Bruno, class of 2018. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Tell us about the game. I mean, what do you expect? Are your guys ready to go?
I think we've been ready to go. It's been like a long time coming. We've always loved playing here. And I mean,
that you love playing here specifically as opposed to other places, because you guys play all over the place.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's been a tough season, so yeah. It's good to
What's your record
home.
So far, Coach?
I think it's 0-0 right now.
Okay, so yeah. So tonight's opening night,
yeah,
in other
opener.
Words. Okay, that's cool. Any standouts you got? I see Russell seems like he's got a real vertical leap.
Yeah, Russell, I think he played basketball at SI.
Oh, really? So he can actually play?
Oh, yeah, he can definitely play. He knows how to ball out. Jake's 6 feet tall. He can dunk.
Jake Gordon, he's out of Fremont.
Yeah.
He's a finance guy.
Yes, finance junior, I believe.
Uh-huh. All right, yeah. Good. So you've got a couple of bona fide players. And, of course, the faculty side also has a couple of real players. In fact, Booker T. Harris.
The coach, right?
He's the coach of the men's basketball team. And he was a starting point guard over at USF, the Dons, back in the day. Been a while, but he can still shoot. He's out there on the floor practicing right now. So it's white shirts versus the black shirts tonight in this blood guts winner take all undisputed heavyweight matchup for the faculty side. I see there's more people pouring in. I've got to get everybody's information. So any predictions tonight, Coach?
Oh man, I hope that we just come out there and scrape them, you know,
like, yeah.
Everyone
That's
loves
not
students.
Really a prediction, though. That's more of a dream.
Oh man.
Well, considering the last couple of years, the students have gotten killed.
Oh, man. That's why I came in right here. It's my first year coaching, so
yeah.
They need to bring the big guns here.
The one thing I will say is, considering on the faculty side, everybody's considerably older than the students, as you might expect, but you guys are stacked. You've got a million players over there.
Oh, yeah, we do have a lot of players over there, and it's nice to know that like all the students want to come out and just pretty much have fun out here.
Well, pretty much have fun.
Yeah.
Because it's a whole lot more fun when you win.
Oh, of course. Who doesn't love winning?
Well, yeah, I mean, well, the thing is this. They may have fun if they don't win. But if it were me, and it's not me, so I can say that if I didn't win, I would not have fun. But considering Paul and I are doing the broadcast, I'm going to have fun either way.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
You're not
going to
play?
I cannot play. I'm broadcasting.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
Really, when you think about what the most important position in the entire house is tonight.
Coach, right?
It's me. All right. So, Oliver, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah,
class of 18.
Thank you.
Way to go. Thanks for stepping up and coaching. And we'll have some other people here on the air. We're going to get this thing started pretty soon.
Yeah.
And feel free to come back if you want to at halftime.
Oh, yeah. I'll come
as if
halftime.
There's going to be a halftime.
If I don't chew out my team by then, yeah.
All right, everybody. Thank you, Oliver.
Yeah.
Right here on Penguin Radio, everybody. We'll go back to music for a minute, and then we'll bring it back. Bring up the music. Not too much.
I'm using my force.
Good.
I'm hoping with chance you might take the stones. You're my number one girl. Instead of calling up
And we are back here on Penguin Radio. I am Paul Gunaspendetti, and we have Bradley Van Alstine, a member of the faculty's team, in the booth. So, Brad.
Yes, sir.
This is how many years we've been doing the faculty student game?
This will be our third year.
Absolutely. Yeah. I heard that the teachers have won the last 2 years.
No, we lost the first one just due to poor conditioning.
Okay.
We won last year.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, so we're getting some false reports here. Some of the teachers were talking some smack saying they've won every year.
I'm not surprised.
What have you been working on in your game since last year?
Well, Paul, I'd like to say I'm a hybrid, which means I don't make any shots. And I make up for that by not playing defense. I got those two things going.
The
for
double
me.
Negative.
That's right. That's
equals
right.
a plus.
Yeah, but it's, I'm fun to watch. I know how to look like I'm serious, and I know how to look like I'm involved. I try to stay away from the ball.
Both of your last two statements are debatable.
Well, it's you've seen me play, and like any great athlete,
you just make it look easy.
I'm humble.
And it's all about balance and. You're that's basically the flamingo of strawberry.
Well, that's right. And I think my son Nevin and my son Jackson are home.
All right. Hey, say hi to those guys from Uncle Stu.
Hey, guys. About to play here, and I've never looked better.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I can attest to the truth of that. He was warming up, and I actually saw him in make one.
That's right. I did make one. There was a lot of excitement when that happened. So we'll see if I make any actually during the game. But, I try to stay away from the ball, so we'll see.
Absolutely. Yeah. I saw you were the first one in the gym today for the faculty's team, and
that's
you guys
right.
are repping the white. So you excited?
Absolutely. There's a fever here tonight. You can feel it. there's a tension, not unlike a championship game.
Well, this is
level.
For the undisputed heavyweight title
this
for an
it.
Entire year,
this
for crying out loud.
That's right. This is it. We have the medals from last year, and either we keep them again for another year or we give them back. We'll have to see what happens,
Absolutely. Are you excited for finals there, Brad? Excited to start grading, or are you excited for this basketball game? Which one's the winner?
Like any great athlete, Paul, it's one thing at a time. Right now I gotta make sure I focus on this, and then we'll see what happens with finals, But right now it's, like any great athlete, one game at a time, one challenge, at a time.
One moment at a time.
One moment at a time. That's exactly. That's absolutely
You've
right.
got to focus on the task at hand
that's
and don't
right.
think about anything
that's
else.
Right. That's what all the greats say,
At least the one that I know, and he's sitting right here with us in the Penguin Radio booth. Another worldwide broadcast, full blood and guts match. This is for all the marbles. You thought last night was important. Tonight's the one that really matters. Although last night was pretty big.
Yeah, last night was good. I thought it was a good appetizer for the kind of battle we're going to see tonight.
Absolutely. Yeah. I wonder if there's going to be any referees in this thing.
Well, we don't usually need them because especially with our squad, we try not to go past half court.
Yeah.
Because that entails running, But if we do at some point, a referee would be good to have,
Especially with these students, they're a little bit angry. I heard they're a little bit angry, first off, that they lost last year, and second off, with all the assignments that they have coming that are due tomorrow, so they might be taking it out on the teachers tonight.
That's right. Well, luckily, you'll see, I only have, three students. So as long as I'm not on the floor when they're on the floor, I think I'm okay.
Great. Hide in the corner. I think that's a strategy.
That's right. That's what I'm going to do.
Absolutely. All right, Brad, thank you. Good luck.
Anytime. And thank you, Mr. Gunness.
Excited to watch you out there today on the court.
It should be a treat.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Paul.
All right. Well, we are here live on Penguin Radio. Coming up, it is the students versus the faculty. And the faculty seem to have the layup lines going here in the warm-up. I'm excited. Only on Penguin Radio, we are going to get this action going. It seems like the game's running a little bit behind schedule, but I'm excited nonetheless, as we will be playing two halves, I believe, 10 minutes each, and President Mary Marcy warming up. So President Marcy will be in here in the game at some point, I think. I think she is really a secret weapon. We were talking earlier about how we have Coach Booker T. Harris, as well as Coach Gary Nelson of the men's golf team, my personal golf coach, who played some college basketball in junior college before he transferred to USF, where he played on the men's golf team. So it'll be interesting to see if he remembers some of that talent as he does a little spin move and makes it in the warm-up. Also, here for the faculty right in front of me, Dean Paul Rocanello,
He looks like he's excited, maybe not excited to run, but excited to make some shots. And I haven't seen him dress this casual since my time at Dominican, folks. He's usually repping a nice suit, but today he's got the sneakers and the nice basketball shorts and shirt on as he missed a short here in warmups. So I think we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, the students and the faculty will go head-to-head. The two big knockers here at Dominican University, the students and the faculty, we make up everybody that is a Dominican Penguin, and they will be taking each other on coming up shortly, only on Penguin Radio.
Wind would blow with rain, the snow, we're not all bad.
And we are back here on Penguin Radio. I am Paul Gunaspendetti. Alongside me tonight will be Stuart Horn. And right now, Dean of Students Paul Rocanello is in the booth.
The booth.
So, Paul, I see you're all suited up, ready to go. I was just telling everybody on the broadcast that I haven't seen you dressed like this ever in my time at Dominican. I always see you rocking around campus in the suit and tie. So,
It's been a while. It's been a while. But, you know, we're ready for this game. This is a big game. Coming off last year's crushing defeat of the student team. We're excited to defend our championship crown.
Absolutely. So what do you think you're working on most coming into this game?
President Marcy put in the quadrilateral offense. It's like the Chicago Bulls triangle offense, but with one more side. So it's pretty phenomenal. And we're also going to be working on probably a matchup zone press.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Seems like you guys are really prepared for this game tonight.
We take this seriously. This is a big deal for us.
Absolutely. Brad Van Alstine was telling us earlier in the booth that you guys are going to try to do as little of running as possible while scoring as many points as possible. Is that the truth?
Yeah, the idea is to put probably four of our players underneath our own basket and just one person to play defense. It's going to be like UNLV from the 90s, basically just score one more point than they do. That's all we got
to
do.
That sounds good to me. So what do you think this night is for the students and for the faculty? Heading into finals, you know, everybody's a little stressed, a little on edge, and it's nice to have this relaxing night. So what is it? What do you think the best part about tonight is?
Best part about tonight is just everyone coming together. Like you said, it's right before finals. Everyone's stressed. Let's just all take an hour to kind of, well, students can relax. We're going to get our exercise for the year. You know, but just enjoy the experience, have some fun, and then, you know, get some sleep tonight, and then tomorrow everyone get ready. Big week, and then we go home for the winter break. It'll be nice.
Absolutely. You doing anything fun over winter break, or am I not allowed to know?
I'm going to sleep. That's what I'm going to do.
It's going to be very fun.
Very fun.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, we had the coach of the student team in here, Paul, just a little earlier. His name is Oliver Sanfilippo.
Which one is he?
He's sitting over here on the bench, I think.
All right,
but
Oliver,
he was talking a lot of smack about the faculty team. And, you know, these guys, they seem like they're very tense and very tight about this whole thing. Where I think the success the last couple of years on the faculty side has been in our looseness.
We're pretty relaxed. You know, we come out, we have some fun. We don't worry too much about it. I'm looking at them warm up right now. They look pretty short, if you ask me.
Yeah, well, I think you're right. Most, by and large, the small team is out for the student team.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you throw Booker and Gary out there, you and Mary Marcy. It's a pretty tough squad.
You know, That's averaging about, you know, 6-1 across the post right there.
Yeah, that's right in there.
President Marcy's been known to have some pretty good wheels on the court, so I wouldn't rule her out.
How is it? Okay, here's the question I've heard. How is it that Mary Marcy is the coach of the team? Just because she's the president, why does that make her the coach of the team?
She's like Pete Rose, you know. She's manager, coach, player. She's everything.
She does it all.
She calls all the shots, yeah, you know. She's a woman of many, many talents.
Even on a fun night, they got to put her in charge.
She's in charge. That's right. You know, what she says goes. So if the students don't like the fact that we're blowing them out by 50, hey, talk to the boss.
It could happen. Now, as far as the way the game's going to lay out, it's 2 10-minute halves. Isn't that right?
That's a lot. That's
or
a lot
do you
of
know?
Time right there.
I was going to say, that is a lot. But is that how it's going to go, or do you know?
I have no idea.
Do we have referees, or do you know?
You know what? I don't know.
All right. Probably not. Okay. I mean, if you don't know,
yeah,
I don't know who else might. But
I'm a pretty fair and impartial person. I'll go ahead and ref this game if need be.
Dealing out suspensions and
absolutely.
Anything else?
But that sounds like a protest in the making if the faculty side doesn't win.
I think a couple of these kids have illegal shoes. They're going to be automatically technically ejected. One kid over here has got a neon blue and neon green.
Yeah, that's
golf team's own Ty Macias right there.
If somebody shows up with the George Costanza leaping shoes, then we know we're in trouble.
Hey, four of them are wearing tights, so you know it's a real deal.
Yeah, it's the real deal. And it's not Allen Iverson, but pretty close. All right, thank you very much, Paul. Paul Racanella, Dean of Students, with us here on Penguin Radio. And Paul Gunna, Stuart Horn, yours truly, your broadcasters for tonight's Blood and Guts matchup. Lexi Schumacher is here with Tressa Furry and a host of other comm people. Lexi is here. Do we have any referees for the game? Do you want to come for an interview? All right, let's get Lexi in for a minute.
Okay. Yeah.
Bring her up. She's on 4 or 3 or something. Okay, come on, Lex. All right. Come on, we're waiting on you. The whole world is waiting to hear from you. Okay, Lexi Schumacher is here, the one and only lip sync champion for 2017. One of the great lip syncers. So the question is on referees. Are you the referee tonight?
I have no clue, but if they asked me to referee, I would. I know nothing about basketball except when I commentate, and I've gotten the groove based off of what Forrest has said in the past, and Jeff.
Yeah.
I don't know most of the rules.
That makes me nervous.
I know, like, the charging and, like.
Do you know the dimensions of the court?
No clue.
All right.
I shouldn't be ref. I'm supposed to do scoreboard.
But you're getting a ref. All right. Well, then, that'll be fun. All right, so how's school? Everything good? I haven't seen you in a while.
I know. I have a lot of work. I have a lot of essays I need to do.
You're a double major, history and comm.
Yes. Yeah. My advisors are both playing today.
Who is your advisor?
Brad.
Yeah, and Mike Mickelson.
No. Mickelson. Jordan.
Oh, yeah, Jordan
Leeser.
He's
a baller. He used to play basketball.
Oh,
if you can't tell, look at him. He's the tall one out there. He's ready. He's got his, like, ankle braces on.
You know, he's out of Atascadero. Did you know that? You know what Atascadero means?
No.
Mud hole.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, isn't that unbelievable?
Look at him.
I know. You've learned all kinds of cool stuff here on Penguin Radio. So he's out of Atascadero, and he's a true player. And you're working the clock or something?
Yes. If they ask me to ref, I'll ref. I know nothing.
It doesn't sound like you're qualified, frankly, as much as I love you. I mean, let's just be honest.
I did that volleyball, but I was qualified for that because I actually did that at some point in my life.
Well, that's a big difference.
So I can put that on my resume.
Like, if somebody said we need somebody to referee a trumpet contest, you would be the perfect candidate. Because,
probably not.
Because you're a good trumpet player. I mean, you can hit the high C.
Have you interviewed Taylor about her, how she's going to play today?
She was on earlier.
Yeah, of course. She started things off, right? All right. So before we let you go, because I know we're about to get started, your predictions for tonight's game. Knowing that the faculty has murdered the students the last 4 years in a row.
Whoa, no. I played my sophomore year and we won.
No, well, sorry, but that wasn't this game. That was some other thing. You're thinking of something else. Let me ask you this. That night, do you remember that night?
I did.
Were you drinking?
No.
Well, then I don't know what you're thinking.
I wasn't 21.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. You shouldn't be drinking on campus.
Exactly.
But I'm just saying, why then the lapse in memory?
We definitely won.
Paul Racanello told us that they did win 2 years ago, actually.
Oh, 2 years ago. Yeah. Oh, because you're graduating this year.
Yeah.
It was 2 years ago. Okay, so
we had, like, Daniel Van Victorino. So we had a former basketball player.
Yeah, that's right. So he was actually a player who then was no longer on the team, so he qualified to play. He was eligible.
Yes.
Looks like Xavier Williams, the hero from last night, has entered the building.
Well, you know, if you were the hero of the game, wouldn't you just show up and make an appearance everywhere you could?
Yeah. You should interview him.
Yeah, I think we're going to try to get him on a little bit later.
Well, we might get him on right now. All right, Lexi Schumacher, thank you very much. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
If there's any problems, we'll be coming down to yell at you.
Oh, great. I don't even know how to do the scoreboard, so this will be interesting.
Okay, scoot over, please. I just want to get in here. All right, thanks, Lex. Good work. Paul, you're here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. And then we need to figure out what's feeding this. Is this 5 or is it 6? We're going to find out right now. Okay, it's 6. There we go. Now I like the levels a lot better. All right, everybody, you're listening to Penguin Radio. Yeah, is this you?
I think so, yeah. It's really low now all of a sudden.
Okay, is that better?
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, good. All right. We want to make sure this doesn't get too crazy, but that looks good there.
Okay.
All right, well, you know what's interesting is the place is really filling up. Now there's about 50 students here watching the action, and I'm surprised that so many people decided to show up. Originally, they said 8 o'clock was the tip-off, but I guess it's not going to be 8 o'clock. I guess it's going to be later than that. I'm not really sure.
I'll be surprised if they ever tip off here, Stu.
They may never get going. This may just be a monumental warm-up and then nothing else.
Sounds
all right,
like
so
it might be.
The faculty are up 2 years in a row. And they are looking for a turkey, a three-peat. That'd be nice. What?
Can't hear.
Just say what the problem. Figure it out.
Okay.
I don't know. Is it here? How about now? Can you hear it? No, that can't be it.
No.
That's not it.
I think it's here.
Yeah, that doesn't make much sense.
There we go. Yeah.
Really?
Not, yeah.
Okay. I'm not
sorry
sure why.
That.
All right, everybody. Well, let's just take a quick break so I can get this thing saved. And hang out because this game is all but guaranteed to get started in just the next couple minutes. You're listening to Penguin Radio. Please stay with us.
Beyond the Arc has really been working for the students, and lazy defense by the faculty is costing them this lead. 13-10 here in the early going, 5 minutes left in the first half. It seems like the faculty be winning this game if they were a little less tired and a little bit more motivated, but I think they're just giving the students a little bit of an advantage. I think that's all that they're giving them. I don't know. But we will see as we get ready to inbound it here as Coach Booker T. Harris enters the game. Coach was telling us earlier how lazy he thought the team was as Paul Rocanello joins me back here in the booth.
I question the officiating. I mean, Xavier's he's a great basketball player. He had a great shot to get us the win last night, but the referee's vision in terms of seeing the entire game and seeing the fouls is questionable.
As we see a steal here by the students. Oh, stolen back by the faculty.
That's us.
So, wow. As he heaves up an interesting shot there. Paul, what do you think that the faculty is struggling with here as they are down 13-10 and the students take up the court?
Well, the students have a kid who can shoot the lights out. I don't know who that is.
Oh, as the students go down low now, they opened up the inside with the three-point shooting that they've been having tonight.
It's the players in the tights we have to watch out for. It's the players wearing the tights.
Seems like that's the case in the early going.
This kid just used a ninja kick right here.
I don't know. I heard there's a couple Kappa Million basketball players on this team. As you said, the ref is standing out here next to us. Oh, there's a call.
Only because
the first foul of the night.
Only because it's his coach and he wants to get in the game. That's it, you know?
Yeah. I don't know if he needs to worry about getting the game after hitting that game winner last night.
That's true.
Absolutely. Here comes Coach Booker T. Harris. Inbounds it on the baseline. Stolen. Oh, wait. The ball is just rumbling around down there. It's chaos. Jump ball by Call. Dual possession. And the arrow is pointing in the direction of the students. So, Mr. Rocanello.
Yes.
What do you think so far? We're talking before the game a little bit about strategy. Do you think you guys are living up to the strategy you discussed?
We're off our game plan a little bit. Our entire strategy was to slow it down, which is going to be tough when these guys have 20 people on the bench with fresh legs. But one kid dropped his bandana. That's a big deal.
Yeah, he's coming back here on defense as the faculty takes it. Down low, stolen again by the students. That's Adrian.
I may want to go get back in this game in a second.
All right, so that was Paul Rocanello. Our Dean of Students looks like he's going to head back to the bench here as the score 17-10. The students, the staff has not scored. Oh, Coach Booker T. Harris with a steal. Oh, wait, maybe not. Students are playing tight D. Now she goes in for the strip. That might have been a reach. Xavier Williams might have missed the reach there. I'm not sure. As the students take it back up the court. Down low, they're on the fast break. Oh, he looks like he's a little selfish basketball there out of Adrian. Booker T. Harris, former point guard at USF, reliving his heyday as he takes it up the court with the crossover through the legs. Pops it from the three-point line and airballs it. I don't know if he wants his players to see that. Little airball out of Coach Booker T. Harris. So the students gain possession, take it up the court. As we see a shot here, three ball off the mark, rebounded by the faculty. Faculty has it, doesn't know where to pass it, takes it out on the outside. They're on the far end of the court, away from us here in Media Row. Looks like he's trying to do a little one-on-one isolation. Calls for the iso, takes it down low in the low post, shoots it back out, I believe. Oh, and it's packed. The students have it packed. We have a foul called. Xavier Williams calls a foul here. Looks like it was a...
Who was the foul on?
I believe the foul was on John, a sophomore. Oh, no, the foul was on the freshman, the Filipino freshman on the Capamilia basketball team as the faculty toes the line, looks, shoots, and is good. He's good on the first free throw. You know, coming out after a year rest, it's hard to make free throws, and we see him knock down that first free throw. So as the score goes to 17-11, he toes the line. Oh, and almost airballs that one as the students rebound. They're implementing the four-court press. Coach Booker T. Harris implementing the four-court press. Doesn't know what to do with it. Adrian's carrying it up the court. Brad Van Alstyne takes up the picks with the double team. Coach Booker T. Harris with the steal. Coach Booker T. Harris has about everybody on him. Pass it down low, and it's off the mark. Rebounded by the shortest girl on the court. As we see, the students go down low and misses a wide open layup. Coach Booker T. Harris on the rebound. Bradley Ann Alstyne. Oh, gets it stolen away from him. This one player from the students, I don't know his name. He's taking a lot of effort. As I see John, oh, in and out off the three-point line. The stats tonight would not be good, folks, for this student squad as he dishes it on the outside. Shoots another three, and it's off the mark. It seems John goes for it again. He keeps heaving it up, has no fear. Bradley Van Alstyne runs, and keeps it in play as the faculty gain possession. Take it up the court, and he's trapped here. They implement the half-court trap, and Bradley Van Alstyne hits the deck. Faculty has the ball. They want a foul. They are going to get one fast break and another bucket. Students 19, staff 11, as the first half is coming down to a close here on Penguin Radio. There's a minute left in the half. Coach Booker T. Harris, I guess he's point guard Booker T. Harris tonight, takes it up the court. He picked up his dribble, doesn't know where to give it, goes for the give and go to Amy Hinkleman. Has it, shoots it, little ball hoggy, I'm not sure, gets, and he's off the mark. Students have the rebound. John takes it up the court, has his man Adrian down looking on the low post, keeps it himself, and hits the layup. Students take a 21-11 lead. John has one, is one of those players that Paul Racanel was talking about earlier with the tights on, as the faculty seem a little selfish here in the early going. As the first half winds down, there's 10 seconds left. Let's see if the students get a bucket here as they maintain a 19-11 lead. Passes it to Adrian, 5 seconds on the clock. Does he know how much time he has left? Looks like he's going to take a shot. No defense, and he pisses it off the mark. Couldn't handle the pressure. Coach Bertiers heaves it up, but it wouldn't have counted anyway. And that is the end of the first half. Students 19, staff 11. We're halfway through this ball game, and the students came with a game plan and look like they're executing it. The faculty look like they might have came up with their game plan last minute, and you can tell it is affecting them here in the early going. So, looks like they're going to take a quick breather here, 10-minute halftime. This is Penguin Radio, 19 students, staff 11. So, it looks like so far the keys to success for the students have been the three ball and their exuberance, I guess I should call it. Their energy has been out of this world. Looks like the staff has been struggling with the laziness as Brandon Cadiz will be joining us here. Brandon, you're about to come in the game. Are you excited? Our own DJ Nuts, Brandon Cadiz.
Oh, man. I'm so pumped. I think our offense is going in credit of Joe, but our defense is definitely stepping up. I think the main guy to guard on the staff is definitely your golf coach. He's the main scorer. He's the tallest guy on the team.
Yeah, that is Coach Gary Nelson. Coach Gary Nelson scored the first 4 points of the game for the staff. He seems like him and Coach Booker T. Harris have been the two rocks for the staff. As you guys maintain a 19-11 lead, you were telling me yesterday you weren't going to pass much and shoot a lot on the outside. Has your game plan changed at all after watching the first half of this ball game?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to pass the ball and make the right play. But if we have this lead and we can maintain it, I think I might have to take at least one 25-footer from outside.
So what do you think the key success for your team is going to be here in the second half? 19-11, and the second half gets kicked off.
It's not to get fatigued. It's to continue to play good defense. And I'm going to head back on, Paul.
Sounds great. All right, that was Brandon Cadiz, and we will see him here shortly as he heads onto the court. The score is 19-11. Students have the lead as the second half gets ready to go here. You're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Xavier Williams will be coming in a little in shortly and telling us a little bit about the game last night and reffing the first half tonight. Let's see if the faculty can make a late comeback here and maintain their trophy. 19 for the students, 11 for the staff. And the second half is getting ready to kick off. We have some festivities going here. Stuart Horn manning the PA. Bradley Van Alstyn wandering aimlessly, as the second half gets kicked off here. The players of both sides look like they need a water break. I don't know why the jugs aren't out here. They had to bring their own water. It was a bring-your-own-water affair, folks. I'm kind of disappointed in the organizers for that. I think the faculty is as well, as they all seem a little pooped, a little tired. Not taking it too seriously, though, as they're relaxed and ready to go. We are ready to go here, it looks like, in the second half. I'm not sure what exactly is going on, but I don't think anybody does. The score is 19-11. The students have the lead. This annual event was taken 2 years ago by the students and last year by the faculty. It looks like the students might take it again this year. I'm not sure. As they gather near center court. Pavlos will be reffing the second half. Xavier Williams, will be on the bench when it comes to reffing for the second half. The score is 19-11. The students maintain this lead. The keys to success, it looks like, are going to be, again, keeping up with the pressure, keep the outside shot going so they can open up the inside. Because it looked like at the beginning of the first half, at the beginning of this ball game, the three-point shot was what was working for the students, and it opened up the inside. So now we will see what happens here in the second half. This is Penguin Radio. We'll come back in a minute and bring you guys the second half. You're listening to Penguin Radio, coming back in 30 seconds.
Miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go.
And we are back here. This is Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We're gathered here tonight for an exciting broadcast of the students versus the faculty. It is halftime, and the second half is getting ready to kick off. The students maintain a 19-11 lead. So we will see who will take home the victory tonight. It seems like the faculty seems excited after that halftime. Coach Mary Marcy, President Mary Marcy, must have given him a nice motivational speech there as she put her own effort in, hitting the deck multiple times there in the first half. Coach Harris was here earlier. He had an exciting first half, and looks like he's going to come in really quick to give us his insight.
Yeah.
Coach, how do you think that first half went?
You know what? The first half didn't go the way we had planned. You know, those kids, the students, straight-A students, they were playing pretty hard.
Absolutely.
There was a while there we couldn't even get the ball up past half court. So
I believe you're 0 for 3 tonight on the night, Coach.
0 for 2. I missed airball the 3. I missed one. But like all great shooters like X will tell you last night, you still got to put it up no matter what. So it's going up.
Absolutely.
I may be 0 for 15, and I'm going to put up 1 for 16.
that was kind of like Jay Will last night. It seemed like he wanted to keep firing, and somehow it worked for the Penguins.
Right.
Well, as we see the second half kick off here, we'll see what happens as the looks like the students have some fire coming in here. Yep. 19-11.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Pat on the inside.
Oh, wow.
Gets packed.
Wow.
That was embarrassing for all of us there,
like
Coach.
Three people went for that block. Wow.
Is there anything you told the team at halftime to inspire them to get this 19-11 deficit?
Yeah, I did. I said, we're going to need more than one scorer on the court at one time. So, because we had, like I said, I said, whatever you do, let's figure out if we're playing man or zone, because right now we're not guarding anybody.
As you see, Gary Nelson working on the inside, gets packed again.
Block party. Who's that ref right there? Pablos is swallowing his whistle, kind of like, I'm not allowed to comment on refing, but.
Be careful there, Coach. Yeah, exactly. NCAA might get in trouble. Right. We might get in trouble for that. As you see, Brandon Cadiz. Oh, throws it away. Our own Brandon Cadiz, DJ Nuts.
Right, so.
Throws it away. Coach, what do you think the most impressive thing so far you've seen tonight from the students is?
You know what? How in shape? I forgot what it means to have lung capacity, and you could sprint up and down the court a couple times. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look at that. Look at that energy. Lance got a deflection. We threw it right to him. And
the steal by Ty Macias. Three ball by the students. And it's good.
Man, it's,
it seems
wow.
like everybody could shoot the three on the student side.
Right, exactly. Floodgates. And to be honest with you, on the faculty side, I don't know how many guys ever played defense on that's on this court right now. So
it seemed like they just let Adrian have that shot before that time, and he couldn't capitalize. As we see a steal here by the students.
I know, and then Coach Nelson doesn't sprint back.
Oh.
Coach Nelson seems to be like he's doing everything. I don't think he needs to sprint down.
I'll give him out on that one if he scores this layup right here. So he's going for it.
Oh, geez, he picked up his dribble. Looks like he has to dish it out to Pat.
Oh, Pat Huser.
Pat Huser on the top of the key. Oh, passes it with a little bit of a legal screen. Three ball off the mark.
Whoa.
Jake Groen with the rebound.
There has not been a whistle blown yet, and there's a lot of contact going on out here. I may have to get in that ref's ear like I usually do on game night.
Yeah, it looks like you might. I'm surprised I haven't seen you pacing up and down the bench yet with this deficit we got
right
here, Coach.
I got my steps in. Hey, ref, please watch the hold.
Oh, as Coach Bogutierrez is yelling at the refs. 22-11 here. Students have the lead.
Oh,
faculty hasn't scored in the second half yet, Coach. What do you think the key is?
The key is actually to not throw the ball to the other team right now and then actually keep it in bounds. So right now it's this is a circus right here. Like I said, I hope too many people don't have these cameras going. I don't know how many highlights they would see tonight, though.
Yeah, there's something. Cadiz with three.
Oh,
Brandon
wow.
Cadiz hits
wow.
the three ball. Our own Brandon Cadiz.
Floodgates are open right now. Right now I may have to burn a 30-second timeout right now.
Yeah, Coach, looks like you might need to get back in there to take on this lead.
Either that or yell. Xavier can tell you how some timeouts go.
Yeah, I guess we'll find out. We're going to bring Xavier in shortly. Okay. But all right, looks like the faculty, Gary Nelson. Oh, misses it.
Oh, of course, there's no whistle. Well, nope, letting him play. Thanks.
All right, that was Coach Booker Harris, player tonight, point guard Coach Harris, as – we are here on Penguin Radio. It's 25-13. Staff finally got their first points of the second half. Staff takes it up the court. They're to the southern wing of the Conlin Center. And Bradley Van Alstyne has on the low post. Passes to Gary Nelson, top of the key. Gary Nelson dribbles it down low. Gary Nelson, high post, in and out. Looks like the students have it. They're driving. And all by himself. That's good. 27-13. Students are running away with it. Pablos has the referee tonight, has his whistle in his pocket, and there it is. Timeout on the floor. The score is 27-13. Students have the lead. As we take a timeout here, 6:37 up top remaining in this ball game. Looks like we're going to bring in Xavier Williams, the hero from last night. Xavier, how you doing?
Doing great, man. Feels good to be here.
Absolutely, absolutely. So while we have this little timeout break, I want to talk to you a little bit about last night. Tell me about it. There's 3 seconds left on the clock. You get the ball. What are you thinking?
You know, my guy left, and I had some space, and I knew as soon as Maya passed me the ball, Jeremiah, I knew that, you know, I got to hit that shot. Just all the reps in the gym, and you know, the fact that he put the trust in me to win the game for us, you know, it speaks volumes.
Absolutely, absolutely. Coach Harris was talking to us last night about that, the reps you put in the gym, and that's all that it takes to make a game winner is having that repetition and practice. You know, I've been in here when you've been shooting, and I've seen the practice you put in, and it showed last night when it mattered. You know, everybody was swarming Jeremiah, as you said, and then they left you wide open on the corner. I don't think that's going to happen next time the game's on the line. It looks like you might have some extra defenders on you as we get ready to kick off. At a timeout break.
If they keep doing it, I don't mind. I'll keep knocking them down.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what have you seen here tonight? You ref the first half. What has impressed you? What has kind of disappointed you?
Something that's impressed me was the defense of the students. They've been getting pretty active, getting their hands on a lot of balls, getting steals and stuff. And I think I've seen about 5 or 6 threes hit.
As we see, 29-15 here up top. A lot of threes, nice. Definitely.
Threes indeed.
They're inspired by you, it looks like, Xavier, as the students with another steal.
Right on cue. Where's the foul?
The alley-oop attempt went out of nowhere.
Foul?
That pass was about as dry as Phoenix, Arizona by Ty Macias. He is from Phoenix, Arizona, as they are implementing the full court press. Taylor Andreozzi.
Uh-oh. There you go. Good pass, coach.
So, what is it like to see Coach Harris out here? You know, he's bossing you guys around, then you see him airball a couple balls. What are you? Is that speak volumes in practice or?
You know, he's a great coach. You know, I don't blame him for being a little rusty. You know, sometimes he's so busy coaching us, he doesn't get time to get in the gym anymore like he used to. So it's all good. You know, after the first couple shots, we'll start knocking them down.
That's what he was saying. He said he's gonna keep firing it up. Keep firing it up here in the second half. Coach Harris takes it up the court, passes it down low. Looks like a faculty member has it, and it's off the mark. And it's good, actually. 29-19. The staff doing all they can to get back in this game. 5 minutes left. And the students will take a timeout here. So, Xavier, how fun is this night? You know, you are involved in so many things on campus, not only the basketball team. We interviewed you a couple weeks ago at the Lip Sync Battle because you were part of the Black Student Union, president, I believe, of the Black Student Union,
sir,
if I remember correctly.
Sir.
And, you know, with finals, everything that's going on, what does this event mean to the students and to the faculty?
You know, I think it's a nice change of pace. You know, I think it's something that we definitely need, you know, with the all the academic rigor and athletics and clubs and things that you have to deal with. You know, it's nice to get away from all that and kind of have a calm before the storm, so to speak.
Absolutely. Are you going to pancake night after this?
Most definitely.
Absolutely.
Craving some pancakes.
I'm excited for pancake night. If you're on the Dominican campus following this broadcast, there will be pancakes served at Calarega as a tradition before all finals. So, 4:56 left in this ball game, 29-19 students. What do you think, you know, from a neutral perspective, I know you are a student, maybe cheering for the students, but as the ref, what do you think the staff needs to do to get back in this game?
You know, I think they need to lock down on defense and not let these guys get so many threes. I think that's what's killing. Oh, look, as I speak, they get it into the paint. They can't have much of that.
Well, we saw that last night. You know, when you hit balls from the perimeter, hit shots from the perimeter, it opens up the inside, and we saw it there.
A lot.
Coach Harris.
Looks like Coach is forcing it.
Yeah, tried to force it. Passed it to Paul Racanello. Halle Balch with the steal. No call.
No call there? He finally called the foul.
That was a late whistle there. I don't know about that.
That's the second foul called all game.
Wow. I think both were by Pop.
I called one.
Oh, you called one?
I called one.
Keep it fair. He called one.
Got to keep it neutral.
Seems like they're going to inbound it. He goes down low. He's a man wide open, and they hit it. 31-21 is 4:29 left up top. I don't know if there's enough time left in this game for the staff to get back in it. Well, Xavier, thank you for coming in the booth tonight. And,
it's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate the star on campus coming in with us as we see the faculty take it up court. Coach Harris, no look pass. Looks like they're going a little trick shot.
They're trying to get it back.
You know what this reminds me of, Xavier? Reminds me of when you watch the NBA All-Star game, the relaxness, except we don't have any All-Stars, right? Yeah. So it's just a bunch of flailing up there as we see the score 31-21.
Yeah. It's getting towards the end of the game, so guys are getting a little more physical. It's getting a little more competitive.
Absolutely.
Down to the wire. Students don't want to give it up. You know, they
absolutely not.
Do not want to lose to the faculty. It's their one chance to get back at the coaches and the teachers that are, you know, giving them all the tests and stuff like that.
You wish you were out there against Coach Harris right now?
You know, maybe.
No comment.
No, I get to see a lot of Coach Book at practice and stuff, so it's nice to see it from the other side.
Exactly. Well, looks like that's off the mark. Gary Nelson gets the rebound. Gary Nelson takes it up the court, kind of all over the place, has Coach Harris wide open. Coach Harris, wide open three off the mark. Wow. So, 3 minutes left up top, 33-23. They can't trade baskets anymore, folks. The staff needs to get something going. Students maintain a 10-point lead. It seems like they've had a 10-point lead since the first minute of the game. Here it is. The three-ball master, Joe, takes it down
low.
Joe
Curry. Joe Curry out there.
Absolutely.
It's too easy for him. He just said it's too easy.
Pat takes it up the court, dishes it off. Brad Van Alstine takes it down low. Air balls.
Oh, man. They're getting physical with the guy. Come on now.
Protect
them. Oh, man.
They're no-look passing.
Oh,
they're doing everything.
Man.
They're running the court
here.
They're
just having fun. They're having fun right now.
Wow. 37-23. Pat Huser gets it on the outside. Dishes it down low. Off the mark. Gary Nelson with the offensive board. And we see an offensive board for the staff. That's the first offensive board of the night. 25. 12-point lead here for the students as Joe Curry, as you call him, Xavier, takes it up the court. Dishes it off. Has a wide open three ball. Air balls it. No defense needed on that one.
Yeah, I think that's why they left him open.
Seems like it. That or they just don't want to play defense at all.
Yeah,
Coach Harris with the crossover behind the back to Brad Van Alstine.
Oh.
Double team down low.
There's the foul. There you go.
We see a foul committed by the students. It looks like the staff will take the free throws here. 2:08 up top, 37-27. Students take the lead. Some reason, 2 points were out on the board, even though a shot wasn't made. I don't know. What's going on?
I don't know what you're talking about. I think the score was 37-27 at first.
Yeah, I think it was too. All right. As we see him toe the line, he looks at it, fires it. Free throw is good. You know, the one thing that surprised me on the staff is how good their free throw shooting has been tonight, considering they don't really shoot free throws, I don't think.
No, they don't, but I think they got a solid fundamental base. You know, everybody that steps up to the line, they have some pretty good form. So, you know.
This is only their opener of the season. You know, they've been shaking off the rust.
You know.
If they have any other games this year, they are going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Definitely.
As the rebound is taken here by
the students.
Go
ahead, Russell.
And we see it taken down low.
Nice
crossover and packed. The faculty said enough is enough. Enough is enough. Coach Harris has on the down low. Throws it away, though. We were talking with him about mental errors. It looks like he committed one of his own. Brandon Cadiz takes it.
The second block in a row.
It's two blocks in a row, as you heard there from Xavier Williams. As the faculty has some life in him with a minute 41 left. It's off the mark and no good. 37-28. They cut to single digits. Not anymore. Wide open layup. Pat Huser, a little bit lazy on the defensive end there.
You got to shoot the three, man. What are you doing?
Minute and a half left up top. They
got to
get the three going.
They're just pounding the paint.
They obviously don't have their eye on the clock, it seems like, Xavier. Brandon Cadiz takes it on the cross court. Has it through the legs. Has Brad Van Alstine in the isolation. Calls it ISO.
Okay.
Ty Macias down low. Hits the bucket. Ty Macias golfs during the day, basketball player at night. Ty Macias. Coach
Gary
Nelson.
The president in. They put the ringer in there, making the comeback.
Oh, here it
is. President Marcia stepped on the
court.
Maybe
a little too late. A little too late. As 50 seconds remain here in the ballgame. 41-28. Scratch that. 41-30. Students maintain 11-point lead. 43 seconds up top. It'll be interesting to see if they hold the ball here or if they go for some extra points.
I think they're going to go
Coach
for
Nelson,
the points.
Coach Nelson a little lazy there. Looks like he's exhausted as he can't even run down the court.
Oh, step back. Oh, my
step back three over the backboard. Okay. I don't know what that was. Maybe he was trying to copy you. I'm not sure. We have it, 41-28, 27 seconds remain, and it looks like the students are going to put in the bench warmers. Maybe give this faculty another chance. 41-28, students maintain a lead. As Stuart Horton doesn't know who called the timeout there, I don't know either. 41-28, 27.9 seconds left in this game. I don't think they can do anything except watch the buzzer go off here, Xavier.
Slow and inevitable loss right there. Just kind of enjoying the...
Going to start the year off 0-1, but as we see with our Penguins, 0-1, you can start 0-1 and then have a good season, right?
You can come back, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. I don't know if they have any other games scheduled this year, but if they do...
I think they have one in about 12 months, something like that, so right around the corner.
12 months indeed. Wow. It looks like 22nd seconds.
Oh, it looks like the coach is making an appearance.
Head coach on the court? Unbelievable.
Balling in the
They're going with their extremely small lineup, except there's only 27 seconds left. The faculty look like they're struggling to even get back on D here. Everybody looks like they want to go take an ice bath, want to hit the locker rooms. They're bringing everybody out. Ten men on the court.
Whoa,
I think this is breaking some sort of rules.
What's going on?
I'm not sure. They should have been doing this whole game.
Oh.
Missed a wide open layup. Paul Racanello takes it down the court. Paul Racanello, 22.6 of the clock. They've stopped the clock. The clock isn't running. 22.6. No clock, though.
I think it's
Oh,
running.
It started again.
It's running.
21 seconds. They gave him a little help there as there's eight men on the court for the faculty.
Oh,
41-30, trying to get it to single digits. I believe a single digit loss will be a victory here for the staff. What do you think, Xavier?
I think it would. You know, they fought hard. Oh, no,
oh,
he did
deep
not.
Three. Deep three and a little bit of effort. 5.3 remaining.
Got a little cocky there.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. President Marcy looks like she's going to take the buzzer beater. Wait, they don't have the clock moving. Again, they don't have the clock moving. 5.3 up top. 4.4. Three, half-court Racanello.
Oh,
airballs it.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
And
there's
we
still
will
a
see.
Second on the clock.
There's 1.2 remaining. Students take it. They're going to heave up a half-court shot just for giggles. it seems like they don't do it. And it's a 43-30 final. Students take the victory here. This is Penguin Radio. I'd like to thank Xavier Wimps for accompanying me here in the second half.
thank you.
Congrats again on last night.
Hey.
So the students take home the victory. 43-30. This is Penguin Radio. I am Paul Gunnis-Bendetti. Thank you guys for tuning in. What a broadcast. What a night. As the students, my own Dominican students, take it to the staff, winning 43-30. So, as we wrap up the night here, you're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide, and we have Coach Harris for the final time tonight coming in to give us his final analysis of how his team did tonight.
You know,
Coach?
What? Our effort was there. It's just a matter of we can't seem to move as fast in actual real life as we do in our mind. So it's a little depressing for all you younger listeners out there. Hey, it's coming. So in my mind, I thought it was, you know, it was like being back in college and playing and in high school and stuff like that. And then the result was not the same.
Maybe you guys need a little 2K to help you out there. I'm not sure.
Actually,
get in 2K mode.
Right? Hey, you guys, I would probably get beat pretty bad on the sticks right now at this point in time in my life. So, but no, it was for a great cause. You know, I'm wishing the best of luck to everybody on their finals. Hopefully everyone's not waiting until tonight to start studying, though.
Absolutely, Coach. Hopefully everybody's not breaking a sweat as much as you are in nerves as well. Coach Harris is really sweating tonight, folks.
He
put in the effort, but he couldn't get it done.
No, I couldn't get it done. So, and that's on me. So I have to be in the gym a little bit more, I guess, in preparation for this game. And
absolutely.
And less time at the Calarega Buffet.
Well, I was going to ask, are you going to go over to Cal Rego? We have pancake
night
following
this. That's right, pancakes. That's right. Pancakes. That's always good. There's always room for pancakes, so I probably will make an appearance over there for that.
Sounds good, Coach. Thanks for coming
in.
Thank you for being here tonight.
Okay.
And excited to see what the Penguins do for the rest of the year. So, let's wrap up the broadcast here as I bring back Stuart Horn.
All right. That was fun.
That was fun, Stu. You decided to do a little PA action tonight.
Well, nobody showed up to do the PA, so I volunteered, and that was fun.
Absolutely. You know, we had a lot of guests on tonight. It was a fun night.
Yeah.
Some good play-by-play. Coach Harris did his gave his intake on what he thought the team needed to get done, and they just couldn't do it as he just was having his exiting interview. We saw Brandon Cadiz hit it from the perimeter, and looks like President Mary Marcy is going to come on.
Yeah.
And we're going to get President Mary Marcy, the coach of the staff and the head of the staff.
Yeah, let me ask you a question, Mary Marcy. Are you with us?
I'm here.
Okay, good. How you feeling? Are you winded?
I'm not winded, but I didn't play as much as a lot of the other people on my team did.
So the big
I am not the key to our team's success.
Well, but that's only because of your injury. A lot of people are asking, why is it that you're the coach? Is it just because you're the coach of the university? You are the default coach of the basketball team.
I think that's probably it, yeah.
So nobody's going to argue
Actually,
with you.
Actually, little known fact, I coached the Oxford women's basketball team back in the day.
Oh, that is a little known fact, but you heard it right here.
But you could tell by the fact that we had no plays at all tonight, which is kind of a problem, actually.
I will say that while the faculty team looked pretty strong, the students seemed prepared in a way I didn't expect.
I think the students had a plan, which is always a good idea,
and
we actually didn't.
It's a good life lesson when you think
about
it.
Indeed.
To come into a heavyweight battle with some sort of a plan.
We were hoping for the best, but hoping is not quite the same.
Hoping only got us 31 points.
And we made halftime adjustments. It was good.
We ended up losing after 2 years. Well,
we're still up 2-1 in the series.
That's true, since you've been here.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that three-point shooter's graduating, so I can make that happen.
Yeah. See, no wonder you're the coach.
Strategy.
We got to get rid of that one kid. He was too tough. So at halftime, the big question was, did you yell at the team?
No, but that was just because I was too winded.
Did you yell at them afterward in your monumental disappointment?
No.
Any plans? After the game, did you get the group together and discuss next year?
They seemed a little down about next year at this point, so I think what we're going to do is recruit some new people. I'm not sure we're going to have exactly
the
same
squad. They were discouraged.
We may have a different squad next year.
Oh, well. So, in other words, heads will roll.
Absolutely.
That's why she's the coach, everybody. All right, we're going to sign off. Thank you very much, Mary Marcy, the president of Dominican, the coach of tonight's Marcy's Marauders, who lost unbelievably.
Yeah, by a lot.
To the straight-A students. Well, that's the way it goes once in a while. 43-30 the final, everybody. Well, you heard it right here on Penguin Radio. Thank you very much. Nice to see you. Good job. Very well done. Paul, you were super, actually, and we didn't have rosters, and that made it tough. You knew most of the faculty, as I did, but I really didn't know many of the students.
Neither did I, actually.
I knew about half of them. Half of them have been in my classes, and the other half I've never seen before. So that was good to see, but very fun. Had a good time. Loved it. All right, everybody, that's it for us. We'll be off the air now for about 5 minutes, and then we'll return to our regular programming right here on Penguin Radio.